What do you mean, watching it from me? It's in his prison. It's still considered his property, not mine. But the stable wants to make it into more familiar Dini Mamonis terms that we're used to from Baba Metzia again. I'm so sorry. Not everybody learned Baba Metzia. But all right, maybe some other year. But listen, again, we're going back to Baba Metzia Dika terms. Steps are as follows. Listen carefully. He said, you know, very nice, I'm watching it for you. You gave me a bagel, I'm watching it for you. And I'm designating this property to watch it for you. Frankly, what do you mean watching it for me? In his prison, it's still considered his property, not mine. But the stable wants to make it into more familiar Dini Mamonis terms that we're used to from Baba Metzia again. I'm so sorry. Not everybody learned Baba Metzia. But all right, maybe some other year. But listen, again, we're going back to Baba Metzia Dika terms. Steps are as follows. Listen carefully. He said, you know, very nice, I'm watching it for you. You gave me a bagel, I'm watching it for you. And I'm designating this property to watch it for you. Was I ever makne the property to you? Did I engage in a formalized takno? We know how karka changes hands. Who learned kiddushin? It's a mishnah. How does karka change hands? No. Kesef? No. Shtar? No. Chazaka. Did he do a kesef? Did he do shtar? Did he do chazaka? Garnish. Didn't know anything. He didn't know anything. So the golem say, Rush, what are you talking about? Made up a new tire over here. What do you mean? Since you're watching it for me, let's consider that the area, the ground, the floor, the closet is mine. What mine? It's yours. There's no kesef. There's no shtar. There's no chazaka. The end. So what is the Rush hold? Oh, it's a kabbalah ktsois. A ktsois. It's time to call the ktsois who says, Kuf Nun Gimel, Kuf Peites, that for a hishtamshus miyuchedet, that we're only discussing not an absolute acquisition, but only acquisition for one particular purpose, if you begin that hishtamshus, that itself creates the kinyan for that purpose. The ktsois says. That really is not really Baba Metzia, it's more Baba Basridik, actually. So don't feel bad for Baba Metzia because it's Baba Basridik. Baba Basridik should feel bad. But that's more Baba Basridik. That's the Ktsois. That's the Ktsois. I want to say Pshat. The Machlokes, the Ge'onim, and the Rush is the Machlokes, the Ktsois, and the others. The Rush is like the Ktsois, and the Ge'onim, no, not that way. That's one suggestion of the stifle. Or perhaps, no one knows like the Ktsois. Forget it. The really belongs to the person to whom he gave the chavos. The house really is his. I said, now why is it called Bibatechem? So you go back to what we mentioned already earlier today and yesterday. Bibatechem is not measured in pure monetary terms. It's mati biyado. You mati Bibatechem. And since I am designated this area to watch your chavos, it's labeled as mati Bibatechem. Even though in Dini Mamonis the chametz is the house is mine, since I'm designated this area to watch the chametz for you, this house is considered in effect yours. It goes back to our Makor Chayim, Abdallah and Aleph, that the definition of Shelcha differs in chametz than from everywhere else. We just mentioned it earlier. Today, Tiras Kanya, we just mentioned this yourself. So what would the Golem say? What will say this? Just because you're watching my chavos there for me does not mean that it's considered my house as much as the other. I live here, you live across town. It's in your house. It's not considered much to go there. I don't even live there. Oh. And with this, the stifler answers, quotes the Reb Chaim Oizer. Now he has to answer the kasha of the Makor Chaim. Very ridiculous kasha. We discussed the sugi, we'll come up to it again. Someone finds chavos in his house, chas v'shalom on yon. Right, we already discussed it before. We'll come up to the next Gemara. What do you do? You have to burn it. You can't burn it. There's a shalom by Roda Raisa, Kol, whatever. Right, so many Rishonim say, if you didn't do Bittul, you can burn it, Tzorach Yom Tzas, because there's no other way to get out of Bayroda by Yom Tzas. Right, we discussed this. Frek Shagas Aryeh, Frek the Makor Chaim, rather. What kind of cash is that? Be mafka the property! Ha! Be mafka the property! If the Gaonim are right, I found chametz on this little pile over here. I say, tiles a hefker. So now it's no longer my rishus. So it's like Chometz shall Yisrael, the Beis shall Hefke, the Beis shall Nochri. So nothing to talk about. So should be Hefke Gamar. Sounds good, no? And says Reb Chaim Oizer, baloney. Won't help one bit. Won't help one bit. You have a house, your Baruch Hashem, a beautiful house with a living room, with a dining room, with bedrooms, with bathrooms, with all kinds of kitchen, everything there. And smack in the middle, of, right by the dining room, where you found a crumb, you found a piece of bagel, say, this pile, I mean, mark. Says Reb Chaim Oizer, come on. You mean mark this tile in the middle of your million-dollar home, in the, you know, in the middle of the kitchen or dining room. He says, look, with Metzius, it's called Matzi B'yotcha. The Chometz is Matzi B'yotcha. No, officially it's called Hefker, but still called Matzi B'yotcha. It doesn't depend purely upon monetary definition of who owns the Chometz. Finally, last point before I backtrack is what happens if you get stuck? You are Makabel Achrayas on a Goy's Chometz, and you tell him, Mr. Goy, you must come back and pick it up before the 13th of Nisan, which corresponds to March 20 something, 1994, right? I don't know what your date is. Yeah. 22nd, all right? We have a book here. Okay? You must come back by then. I must have it out by then. I absolutely have to have it. So, Mr. Jones says, Mr. Cohen, I give you my word of honor. I'll be back before March 22nd to pick up the chametz. Thank you very much. Have a good day. Nope. March 1st, March 11th, March 21st, March 22nd, March 23rd in the morning. Oh, it's Shabbos here. Oh, you forget it. It's even worse. Okay, so the March 22nd afternoon, Friday afternoon is coming. I'm about to light candles and the bagel stands there still. What do I do? What do I do? What do I do? So usually we might say, push it. Push it. You may battle it. Will Bittel work over here? What do you say? It's not mine. I'm not going to battle it. It's my bag. I can battle it. It's not mine. So, at first glance, it's only one eater. Only one eater. Take the bagel and what? Chuck it. He'll say, but Mr. Cohen, you accept the responsibility. I say, Mr. Jones, you said you'd be here before March 21st. So they go to a court or a detour and they figure out what to do. The court's the only answer. And if the guy did not pass the March 21st, then I'll be responsible. It cost me a dollar for the bagel. So be it. It's a dollar well spent because you can't keep it. There's no other answer. Yes, Dave.
According to Rashi,
that
people are
going to
its ownership.
Could you
presume about this?
Who said
Bill
doesn't
do
ownership? No, we don't presume that. We presume that Bill doesn't make a hefker, but still have to be the owner to the vittel. We have the beferish to come up over the days. If it's no longer mine, I can't do vittel. Not even Rashi agrees to. Hold on, 1 minute. So there's no eight in the Pasha. There's no eight. Come the law of the Mekorkayim with a harifus. The top members of God's Aleph is as follows. Unbelievable pshat. In the very last moment, he says, mamash, the last moment, right before Shabbos this year, or before the Sofsman beer on a regular Erev Pesach, at that moment, the bagel is really worthless. Simon Tov Mem
Aleph
Sivkot and Aleph. He start. I didn't sign it. Too long. He says, "Oh, he never come and shalak of the last paragraph. Shekibal of Achrayim. Is on the Bible come? No, it's not. The Achrayim ain't no car. The Achrayim is not here. What do you do?" The Chore and Shum Takona Rak Levaro. You have to burn it. Why? To sell it, you can't. Why not? Ain't a demoka dava shena shalom. Says the Makor Chaim, according to the Mogan Avram, it's an answer. What do you do? What do you do? No, tell me what the eight says.
Give it to a guy.
Not to sell it. Be mafkid biyad goy acher. Remember the book I brought? With Jim's chametz. To give it to John.
Only here.
Jim's not here. John. The book I brought is to give it to John. Put it in John's house. And remember the book I mentioned earlier today this year? Chomet shayit kibalav mi Jim, you give it to John, it's okay. But I think he likes the Chag Yaakov a little bit. Because he mentioned the Chag Yaakov said it, and you know, we have to worry about it. And he says, no, you could sell it. Sell it! It's like selling the Brooklyn Bridge. How can you sell something which doesn't belong to you? No problem. No problem. Why? This is the logic. It's now what we call the deadline. It's time, everyone is about to burn the chametz. It's burning chametz time. And such a case, it says, look, it's about to be burnt. If the guy knew that it's about to be burnt, Jim, he'd be mi'aysh. He'd be mi'aysh. Ay, yishalom idas. No, no, what? Lo aviyish. No, it's over the men who be kolot. You learned Ela Metzias. Does he didn't learn in fifth grade? Ela Metzias? No? No? It's called, oh, we had the Kantarei before this year, Ramban, right? The Ramban, he both here, and Chumash especially. Ovid mi menu mi kolot of the Kantarei founded by Metzias of Chabez. That's called, in effect, Hefker. Effect Hefker. Gives a mushroom. Look, proves it. What would happen if I have this bagel and I put it on the fire? Ready to be burnt up to a crisp. Or I throw it down the river. But the bagel happens to be in a plastic bag. And while the bagel is flowing down the river, some guy dives into the river and he takes it. What would you say? The bagel's delicious. The plastic bag held. What would you say? Who owns it now? The deep sea diver. Why? Because it was oven made of a cloth. It's against Baba Matia. What's a Zutl Shayam, Shlulisa Shalnar, was a, what do you call it? A hurricane, a flood in the Missouri River, the Mississippi River. Zutl Shlulisa Shalnar. And it's going down, it's guy dives, sugar, puts on a deep sea diving suit, dives the Mississippi River, and comes up with a bagel. Which is still in the plastic bag. So, it's his. I'm a sugar. He's hungry, though. So I'm a sugar. But it's his bagel. Says the Mechor Chaim. Yeah, now Ben is coughing also the Sorfo, Latin Liam. So what's the Buddha Mikolot? That's the case. That's the case. So then what can you do? Bittle will also work. Why? Since you could be Zocha in it, why? Because it's often better Mikolot, and then you can then sell it. So you can be Mavatal it. It's a riot of a move over here, by the way. It's a genius. Said, look, nothing works. The bittul doesn't work, it's not yours. And to give it to John, according to the Mechor Yaakov, won't work, because that won't work. We discussed that earlier today. So you left him no etzes. The only thing is to burn it. Once the best of the Tzavi to burn it, there's no other etzah, I said, okay, I'm going to burn it. I'm resigned to burning it. At that moment, it's hefker. I'll be calling it. At that moment, I can be calling it again. And then it can be mevatel and sell it. Whee! That's some fast thinking in our Pesach by the Mechor Chaim. Yes, David.
How can you make someone else's stuff of the Mechor Chaim? In fact, I'm going to burn it.
And best not pressing either.
So I actually burn it if you come
and
take it.
He said, had he known that I was going to burn it, he'd give me ice. How?
I am going to burn it.
He said, what? Are you crazy? You're going to burn it?
You know, you're in a catch 22 over here, you're going around in circles. That's why I don't want to comment. That's what the Mechor Chaim said. I just want to bring it to your attention. Adkan. On both sides, we have to bring up another issue before we start the new Gemara. I forgot to bring this to your attention, I'll pay him a base. And I will discuss it, then if we have a little time, we'll do the next Gemara. And the new Mahama comes tomorrow. On Hamid Bays, Rabbo said, an important piece of Gemara, which we just sort of glossed over, it's even a rod, which we should look at maybe for a minute. Hamid Bays, the Gemara says, a long brisa, what a long brisa. And the brisa goes through Lo yimotze, lo yiroye. I want to know one thing. How many lavim are there in the Torah? By yiroye, by yimotze. Is there one lav? Is there two lavim? What do you say? We came up with this, we mentioned this a long time ago. We spoke about the Kesef Mishnah, about what do you do about Be'idna. And if you ask the Chalosa, say, so one of the svaras of the Kesef Mishnah was, the Michtam, actually, Tefer HaMichtam was, you have two lavim over here. Ba'yirah, ba'yirah, so there you can't touch it. What kind of two lavim? Well, push it. Ba'yirah, and the Rambam counts them as two. This seems to fly in the face of one of the most famous klal of the Rambam in Minyan HaMitzvos. Rambam has klal of 14 principles of what counts and what doesn't count. And one of his famous klal of Shoresh says is, you don't count kefil halav. The fact that something is prohibited twice in the Torah, you don't count it twice. Actually, there is, it's really much in the second parak of Pesachim, where they all have a tremendous fight. The one Makkos also, when it comes up, Ochol Putisa. You ever learn Makkos? Huh? Putisa? What is Putisa? Unbelievable. Putisa, according to the Rambam, is an unbelievable character. Unbelievable. Bria. Yeah. You have eight lavin, things in the Gemara, five lavin. So the Rambam writes, it's this wild creature, which we never saw the likes of it. It's a sheretz ha'ofen, a sheretz ha'mayim, and it's a sheretz ha'oretz, and it's unbelievable. And the Rambam says, man, where did he get this from? This Bria doesn't exist. What force happened to this funny Bria? The answer, I'm all the cloud gadol, that the only time you count the lavim is the lavim is something different. They can't just say, well, it says in the Torah, don't eat shrutz many times. True, it does say many times. But that those count as one, you can't count it as twice. In fact, the Kesef Mishnah, if that's the case, Ba'yirah, Ba'yamat, you're identical. Ba'yirah, Ba'yamat, you're identical. Same thing. So the Michtam that said you look at twice doesn't bother me. So the Ramban and Shoresh test. The Ramban is careful allowed to count twice.
Why
slow. The Ramban is very shver. So the Kesef Mishnah and Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel, that should have been in the Ma'am HaKomis, but it was fell between the cracks. I don't think it was. Was it? It was on? Oh, I did put it on. I did forget. Totally forgot. Says that the Rambam answers this question in the following way. Hidden Chomet, there's no Balyaroh. That's our mission, our price. Yochol Yatman v'yikabel pedonos v'nanochi tamad lomar lo yimotze. Lo yimotze, says the Kesef Mishnah. Lo yimotze, see. Lo yiroh, lo. Right? It's only lo yimotze, not lo yiroh. It's invisible. It's under a pile. That's a major question. The Prichodesh has the Kasha. First of all, the Kesef Mishnah. This is Rashi says. Rashi says so? Yes. Rashi and Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. Take a look. Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. Towards the very bottom. Look at the very bottom of the Rashi, the last narrow line. We saw this once before this year. V'itana chaya havaminu ha'i adifa v'shudai v'shaira matnala v'lo over oleha v'bal yiroyeh. Or is it bracket on the side margin? Nei the over v'bal yimotei v'bal yiroyeh lo over. So the Prichodesh quotes this Rashi in Simetok Mem Gimel Sifkot Na'alaf. I'm not sure if that's on the Ma'amar Kamos, I don't remember anymore. And he says, I don't think so, I don't remember. And he says, you know, this Rashi with that Kesef Mishnah is against the Gemara, Beferish. Because the Gemara on Daf Hey Amud Beis, what does it say? What does it say? That Lo Yeroy and Lo Yemaz is the same thing. Mamash the same thing. And if you don't believe the Gemara clearly, the Ran says so, Beferish. The Ran says, again, I didn't put, huh? Right, so he gave an answer. He gave a suggested answer according to the Rambam that Lo Yiroh is if it's visible and Lo Yiroh is even if it's invisible. So that's an extra lav. It's not kaf, it's not identical. So it's a different new din which is included. That's why it's kind of a separate lav. Lo Yiroh is if only Lo Yiroh does not apply if it's invisible. And therefore, this, they wrote about the two separate laws. They don't apply in exactly the same case. The Ran, who said that they're identical, is on Daf Gimel Amin Al, no, on Daf Beis Amin Aleph in our print, towards the bottom of the page. The whole discussion, how does the Gemara come to its conclusion? Which you're not going to read every line. Abel came on the cause of lo yimotzei. It's the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. The ninth and the last line on Beis Amin Aleph, and it's the very last word on the line. Yimotzei. Can we see the place? Abel came and said lo yimotzei. Goli alo yeroe. The real Avdafka, the Lishna Bialma, Ulahalo Itzrich Zereshava de Sar Sahar. That's the Rav. The Rav was Pshat in the Gemara that once it says in the Torah, Lo Yimate, it's Megala, that Lo Yeroa applies even if it's invisible, even if you can't see it. Question. So if that's Pshat in the Gemara, so the Beis Yoyi, the Kesef Mishnah is Shver, and the Rashi is Shver. But once it's Megala, then they become identical. Right? Yeah? Oh, we'll come to it. So I saw the Rabbein Ladovid, and I'm just bringing it to your attention, he learned a different Pshat. Rabbein Ladovid learns Mamish like the Kesef Mishnah. And there's no Baal Yeroyah if it's Tamun. The Rabbein Adavit, the Harishan said it. Harishan said it, yes, and Avheim at base. And if you look in footnote 16, it's on the Ramakam. Oh, no wonder. I think I put this on. He says, I must have forgot it. I left it out from a long time ago. I am Kesef Mishnah, he tells. Give you all the Ramakam. Here, you know the whole story. Put it in the results of the Ramakam. Ayin Ra'om at the Mizrahi, Virashal, the view of the smog. Shatamal Rambam should smog, Shemonalay Rola Mustak Mishnah Lavin. Ayin Kesef Mishnah, the Rambam, Shabachomet Atamein Ovala below Yimotte, Bilvad, below by Yerosh, Shalay Rob and Vonash, Lay Nirbain, Lay Nine. Ayin Mishnah of a Prechodish, Tough and Gimel Zakot Nala, Vashahit Zigrabain of the Parish of Raisa, Dirve Maran, who's Maran? Who's Maran? The Widabi. Who's Maran? Rav Yosef Karo in the Kesef Mishnah, Olin Kahogen, Ve'ayin. And he says, as far as the din is concerned, look in other sources. That's a fundamental shout. A fundamental shout. If you look at the Sefer Mitzvahs, Rav Osai, in Simon Reish and Reish Aleph, that's what we quote the two bits back to back, Reish and Reish Aleph. I got the impression over there that in the Pikodon, you're only over on Baal Yimotzei. Only over on Baal Yimotzei. It doesn't say Lecha, as we spoke about it. That's not Gemara on the payment base. So if that's the case, that would also be an answer. Because once you find any difference between the two Lav and they're not identical, it's no longer called Kefal Olam. There may be an overlap, but it's not a redundancy. So you have to look carefully in the Sefer Mitzvahs and see. I just wanted to bring it to your attention that there were two lavas going down, and most posts from station only be one lav. They're identical. And once it's the same as we said before, that the Ran said that by Yimot and Megala and by Yeror, so too the Pashim Shadda would say, once the Torah Yimot and Bibotecha by Pikod, it's over by Yeror also. By Pikod. If you look on the Ramam in Perak Dal, Aloch Gimel and Dal, you get that impression too. Pashim. You look at the look Aleph and Beis, you get the Mashma and Peridah's Mashma against the Kesef Mishnah also. So you have to look carefully in Peridah, the first four Aleph, and see whether these Terutzim that we're saying based on the Kesef Mishnah, based on the Sefer Mitzvah, are in fact true or not with the Lashon of the Ramah over there. Rabbi Osei, we found a new Gemara now. New Gemara, I have another piece of Gemara, new sheet, everything's new. Let's go. A little bit, we'll make our scholar. And then the Retz and Aaron will learn tomorrow Shia. Om Rav Yudah Marav, Amotze Chometz V'Beis Ovi Yom Tov Kol Polov Esakli. Okay? Om Rav Yudah Marav, Amotze Chometz V'Beis Ovi Yom Tov Sure, I can ask.
What is
the definition? What is the Kedah 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 illegal. That wasn't on the Ramah Kavach.
Yeah,
it's a din of muktzah. You can't move a kli for the purpose of a dvar muktzah. And chometz v'peisach is muktzah. That's what it means. Okay, but we're not going to go into that. There's a lot of things we're not going into here. You shouldn't think that we'll learn the whole Masechta Pesachim, we know everything klar. Nothing. We're skipping a lot of things. We're trying to restrict us as much as possible. Tiltos chometz, the dikas chometz, things of this nature. As much as possible. Omar Ravim shall hekne shuwe netzorach, my time mibdil bedili minei. Omar Ravim Arav, chemtos shall nachri, we'll come back to this a little bit tomorrow. We discussed this by Richas already before, remember? We came up with that payment base. We already learned this. Okay. Chemtos shall nachri, also lo mechitza asara tfachim. Mishum heker. Shall hekne shuwe netzorach. Again, my time mibdil bedili minei. Good. Omar Ravim Arav. I'm a forest, we did not know this before. The Yotzi v'Shayara, Kodim Shloshim Yom, Ein Zog Levar, Tov Shloshim Yom, Zog Levar. Om Rabaye, this is very, very, listen carefully. Oh, the Amit Tov Shloshim Yom, Zog Levar, listen very carefully. Lo Amoron Ela Shedaito Lachzor. That's, oh, 1 sec. That only when, do we say? Within 30 days he must burn, only when, if he plans to come back. When? Come back when? What did Rashi say? Bimea Pesa. Woo! Woo! Abel ain't died the latter on Pesach. Ain't Zokul Levar. Omele Robert, what are you talking about? If he died the last attack on Pesach, I feel like Rashi Shana Nami. What are you gonna, you can't just leave it there and come back on Pesach if I come and strewn all over the house? El Amarov. Oh, the Amit Kodim Shloshim Yom, ain't Zokul Levar. Lo amor ela she ain't died to lachzor. I will die to lachzor. I feel the mercy shana zogel levar. I want to repeat again the rational shot that the lachzor means we're coming back when? On Pesach. And we will see Rishonim tomorrow who disagree with the rational. And say it means even coming back after Pesach. We'll come to that a little bit later. Tomorrow. V'ozer ova l'tameh. Tamarova. Ha'osa beso otosh konosh shloshim yom ain't zogel levar. Tov Shloshim Yom Zogel Levar. It's just trying to bring a riot that 30 days is a critical juncture. The Kodesh Shloshim Yom, not a lot more, unless you're the fun also. I'm the fun also. I feel the Kodesh Shloshim Yom, not a Zogel Levar. Okay. Prep to Gemara. Adi Shloshim Yom, my Avidita. What's 30 days I have a chutin over here? Kidatanya. Shol and Vidorshin, Bechus HaPetach, and HaPetach Shloshim Yom. It's a very important deal. Tomorrow we're going to see the Be'er Alocha, the long piece. About what does this mean? The Ran, also the Mamma Thomas, we'll see. Rashbagal Mesh Tesha Bosses, my time is the Tanakama. Shaharei Moshe Omer the Pesach, Rishin and Mahatir of Pesach Shani Shinema. Viyasu Bene Yisola Tat Posach Bene Oado, Xiv. Viyanosha Mashahoyu Tzmeir and Epashodam. Yeah, therefore what do you see? It's 2 weeks. It's what? Excuse me, a month. The first, it was what? Pesach Rishin. Rashbag on my love, I did the Arab Mila de Pisra, Masakul call me the Pisra, but really, it's just 2 weeks. I found Rashbag, Shere Moshe, Omer Berosh Chodesh, Umazo, Pesach, Shinem HaChodesh, Elohim, Rosh Chodesh, Mosiv, Dabru, Kodas, Israel, Zaymar, Beasol, the Chodesh, Zev, Yikulam, Yish, Tsele, Beasol, Zev, Gome. The Maid, the Bereish, Yarko, who said it was on Rosh Chodesh? Little Be'ar, Bob, Yarko, Bechamishet, Yarko, Koi. Who said? Hello, Marab, Barasini, Mishmeh, the Rabbinah, Mehoch, Vaydaber Hashem al Moshe b'midbar Sinai b'shono hashenis b'chodesh harishon u'siv v'yasu b'nei Yisrael asa posach b'mo'ado. And that's a total of what? 2 weeks from Rosh Chodesh Iyar to Pesach Sheni. Hochanami mimad v'resh yachakoi dilma v'yarbo. Oh, excuse me, sorry, made a mistake. I'm half asleep. It's Rosh Chodesh Nisan till Pesach Rishon. I'm sorry. The Parsha Pesach Sheni was still so far Pesach Rishon. I'm sorry, my mistake. Hachan Ami Madrid Resh Yachakoy, Dunabo Yachab Hamisha Yachakoy. What do you mean? Omar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Asa Midbar Mi Midbar. Siv Hachan Ami Midbar Sinai. Uchsiv Hassam. By Daber Hashem El Moshe Midbar Sinai Bel Mohod Be'echad Lachodesh Hashemi. Mal Hala Barosh Chodesh. Afkar Barosh. He doesn't say Barosh, he says Bachodesh, he doesn't say Biyom Rishon. Okay. V'nich the Beresha, the Chodesh Rishon, V'hod Nichtov, the Chodesh Sheni. It's in the wrong order, right? If you look at the Pesukim, once Perek Aleph in Bamidbar says what? Iyar. And the Perek Pesim, it talks about what? Nisan. Omer Avnanashe, Batachlifim, Mishpeh, the Razal, Samarit, the famous cloud. What's the cloud called? No. And Muktam, Mu'ucha, Batorah. Omer Apopalo, Omer Al Betrayin Yoni. Aru b'charen yana, mai de mukta mukha, mai de mukha mukha. Dilo tema hachi, klal u prat, ein de klal, ala b'mashe b'prat. Dilo no prat u klal u. How you, what comes first? How you, obviously in the same sense, you have to go in the right order. It's just, it's completely different than yana, it could be in the wrong order. Besu, prat u klal, nasa klal, mosa b'ala prat, dilo klal u prat u. Du, vektu mayochi, afilu b'trayin yana inami. Honey, come on, don't call the prat, I'm going to call the prat, ain't done it also, the call the prat, it's shopping. Ella, man, don't it, don't it. My eagle head has the same problem. I feel my dumb, don't it, honey, me leave a car in Yona. I will betray in Yona, ain't done it. So when we say in Mukhtam Ocha Bator, it doesn't just mean that they're separate, they're completely different in Yona. That way it suggests the name Mukhtam Ocha Bator. Rabosai just read through the Gemara. But tomorrow, we'll be later, we will go over the parts which relate to this on the Mount of Thomas, and we'll also have the Dinam Chum. We have to talk about the parashat Shavua and some very important matters, but let's first start learning the Gemara Shia. Yesterday, then in the Shia, we davened up a plot Gemara. Not with Gemara Shia. But I have to go back and try to figure it out.
Yep.
So as far as Kof Ola Pli, we already spent a lot of time talking about this. Remember we discussed the question whether it was bitl or was no bitl. So Rashi says, Kol Fala was a kli, last 8 or 9 narrow lines, Velochata l'til tulei, Va'afuki, it's muksa. Umi b'bal yirol o'avar, why? So abat le b'libe me'esvo. I mean, on the command of others, so I'm going to be abat le b'libo. Ela mishum shalai yishkach v'yochlenu, Tzara kfi as kli. Referring to a case where there already was bitl. Rashi already sort of anticipated difficulty. Bittl, what's that? You haven't mentioned bittl yet. Truly, why to be the right to bittl be al masagi, not dalit. But the idea of bolin tzor and shabbat first comes to number base. No. Afal pikin, Rashi says, it must be pshat. It was already bittl. Because otherwise, how do you mean kovet as a kli? You should burn it. I, he says, if you have to, mukta. Mukta. That's all about the rice over here by your rock. What about mukta? Oh. And the ran. I think they ran once before, but I'm not sure. Let's take a look again. Ran talks about this too. Today's a big run day. So the man we have the man before. Let's try again. The run. Bays on the base. Ran is exactly the same as Rashi. Word for word, same as Rashi. But we already pointed out that others will disagree. Remember we had a Tosfos back on Daf Hey and there was a whole discussion of this issue. Some say even if it was already, if there was no Bittl, still, you cannot move it. I, Tzorach Hayom, yeah, but Takmila Shalom is Mana. Should have burned it already yesterday. That's what Ritzvo says. That's what Ritzvo says. Yeah, which the brewer passes like them, that you can you never move it even if there was no bittul. You have to shani the discussion, you have to shani, but not on Yantar Rishon. Okay, that's just a reminder we discussed already a couple of weeks ago. Now the new Gemara here is the Mechitza story. Kemtzel shel Nachri also la Mechitza Sarah Tzvavim Mishum Heker. We shall hack the show in the surf by time of Mivdal Bedile in Shimine. And that's really a new Gemara that we never saw before yesterday. Gemara before, I believe, we saw. Gemara after the Yom Tov, we saw. But this Gemara Mechita, we never saw before. Let's analyze this Gemara Mechita. What's the Mechita story? What kind of did it Mechita? Rashi. Chemtza shal nochi amufka etzla ovelo kibel ala vachreitz. The Buddha of the Shalsa. Right? Because kibel achreitz, the chosim. But lo kibel. So then, it's Buddha of the Shalsa. Also, la mechita ba'apo, also, mishim heker. Shalo yishkach fi oflenu. Lo saigal ala kfi as kli, kol shiva. Sha kli nitla tzara. Umi ahuda liyel o efshala be mechita. Umishum chad yoma saigal ala kfi as kli. Ubalayla yavarenu. Here it's going to be here for all 7 days. There it's just there for the day of Yom Tov, but you cannot make a mechitza. Why can't you make a mechitza? Oh, you'll say you can't make a mechitza on Yom Tov. Huh? A mechitza? What's a mechitza? Mechitza. Says the Gemara, that's Sarah Tvachim.
Upwards,
sure. You say, if it's going to come, I'll build a little bit of a fence. That's you behind the fence, out of sight, out of mind. Yeah. What? Yeah.
Well, it's on the 14th. Why do you get rid of it?
We already learned yesterday that Chemtza Shel Nochri is only over by offering the fuel to Kabbalah Christ. Not the Kabbalah Christ, it's Het Megamah. If a guy walks in with a sandwich, what's it in we saw before? And Zagal Lavar, let him keep the sandwich in his hand. That's a sandwich. But here, what? Here, the Chomet HaZvisa is left there. So if it's left there, I'm afraid I'm going to eat it. So to prevent my eating it, I build a mechitza.
Puya.
That's Rashi. Well, you're not permitted to build a mechitza on Yom. Why not? Yes, no.
My question is then, according to Rashi, you can see that if you just sell your comments to the guy, it's good enough. You don't have to be Yachel or Malcolm or anything. What? I mean, that's it. So, because the only reason why you have to be making them like this is so that you won't come to eat it, but
right.
To deceive the stock and to sell.
You're 100% right. Only reason why we are selling or renting the area to the guys, one of two. Either to help facilitate the sale, which is the Chag Yaakov strap, or according to the Makor Chaim, we're afraid of the possibility of Achrayis. There's no Achrayis, you're 100% correct. Just make a mechitza, good enough. You're 100% right? Yes, sir.
Would you be allowed to pile books if you have a problem? If you have these, so you pile them up and climb up, instead of doing
a couple of others, that's what I asked before. What's wrong with making a mechitza?
Building something is
pretty amazing. I didn't say anything. I asked what's wrong.
I want to know, like, you have a portable pizza.
Oh, exactly. Wheel it over. Wheel it over, man. Wheel it over. Slowly. You use the word, dirty word. Mechitza hamateret. Those who know the Shabbos should know the term. It is that a mechitza arois, which is not that permanent, you're allowed to build a mechitza arois on Shabbos V'yom. Only a mechitza hamateres, which means a mechitza which has a halachic impact, makes something permissible, which otherwise we prohibit it, that may not be built on Shabbos, even if it's a mechitza arois. That's the Gemara Meferish, Shulchan Aruch Meferish. Gemara is not 100% clear, that's how we pass it on the halach. So the question is,
wasn't it only here
in Tempa Sarah? That's a different story. So the question is, Gvalt, why the Mechitza Materis? That's what the Rashi seems to be saying. Otherwise, what's the Yisr? No. Mechitza Materis means that Mechitza as such must have all the laws of Mechitza. And in order to permit something which is otherwise be prohibited, for example, to carry on Shabbos. Let's say the Eruv fell down. You want to put up a wall that should just serve as a makeshift Eruv until you can fix it during the week. Prohibited to do such a thing. It's called a Mechitza HaMateret. So here too, perhaps we have a status of a Mechitza HaMateret.
why it's not permitted me to do anything?
Yes, it is.
Why?
Because if the chametz is not set aside by the mechitza, you're not allowed to be there. You have to leave the house. I don't know if you can. You're going to do something. But if you put the mechitza there, you can sit. You can stay there.
What?
Mean if you did not make that sarat tefachim, it's no good. It's no good.
I mean, you're a very smart person.
You never
forget.
You can't say I'm smarter than the Chazal. They make a din. It's finished. Yes. Chitza kavua than avada tzas.
Right, he said it can't be a chitza, right?
Because
then it might fall.
Could be. Could be. And Rashi means mechitza kavua, because I rise and fall down. Mm-hmm. Then it's okay. Because I tell you the truth, mechitza rise bothers me. I'm not so sure really why it should be so in this case. But you see, the poskim say in the Shabbos, that when did it ever started of a mechitza materis, if nothing else works but a mechitza? But if you can achieve the same halachic result with something else less than the mechitza, the non-mechitza some other way, then even if you make a mechitza, it's permissible. There's a whole discussion in the various... Oh, that's what bothered me. So since you can use a kli, kofal, unless a kli works, so once kofal and kli issue works, then the mechitza should also work. It's not a mechitza matter, it's kli works. The post have a similar idea in Hilchos Shabbos, they talk about a situation in which a mechitz is necessary in Hilchos Tznius, Siman Reish Mem, and there's a full discussion if you can make a mechitz, or there's another way, we call it kitz betov kitz, other things which could have the same net result as the mechitz. So the mechitz could be mutter because not a, if it wouldn't work only with Torah's mechitz, it worked with Torah's a kisui, it's all along as a discussion. So here too, if the kli would work, so let the mechitza remain like kind of a kli. It doesn't have to be a chal Hashem mechitza tenfold. So that's what bothers me. Unless you say, like Avram said, if the mechitza kavua, all right, then I understand it. It's also b'Shabbos. Mechitza arayis, even though mechitza materis is also, I'm not sure exactly why this should be considered mechitza materis, given the fact that a kli works as well. It's a prop. So maybe it's mechitza kavua. Sounds like it works. Tell us a cleave. That sounds like it's, it doesn't work. It's like a no good, but we have just have no alternative. Could be. It doesn't work. I think it works. It really doesn't work. All right. Very good. Now, Rashi says, as I mentioned, we read it before, in the case of Mechitza Sarat Tfokum was without Kabbalah Sachrayas. But if it's a Kabbalah Sachrayas, then Mechitza would not work. Mechitza would not work. Now, it could be a Rashi that she taught. Rashi learned earlier, we talked about the topic of yesterday's shir, that if it was a Kabbalah Sachrayas, the Yichud Lavayas won't work. But if this, according to Rabbi Natan told that if Yichud Lavayas, then it works even Kabbalah Sachrayas. Could be the Pshat over here the same thing. And if Rami was a Kabbalah Sachrayas, but Yichud Lavayas works, so too one might argue, also the Mechitza also works. Also works. To the Vilna Gaon. That's that Gaon that I made it here. I wrote the wrong one down. Simon Tov Mem, Simon Kot Zayin, seems to say exactly that. That in fact, the point that she just made the time, we learn Pshat and Sugu, Kiva Lava Christ.
Right.
lo mikri gvulecha, but aderech shepirashti lamala. That Iran calls the name of Acherim. Know what? That even though kibal achrayim, still the mechita works. Why? Because it's the equivalent of yichel lo bayis and yichel lo zavis. And the rabbi, and the Tom said, you know, yesterday, Tosfos Daf Vav Amud Aleph, that if yichel lo zavis, it works even if there was kabbalah sachrayis, and mechita might be the equivalent. And as a matter of fact, there are those who say, and the Beis Yosef, is it Beis Yosef? Yep. The mechita works. Why? Because it's the equivalent of yichel lo bayis and yichel lo zavis. And the rabbi and Tom said, you know, yesterday, Tosfos Daf Vav Amud Aleph, that if yichel lo zavis, it works even if there was kabbalah sachrayis, and mechitza might be the equivalent. And as a matter of fact, there are those who say, and the Beis Yosef, is there a Beis Yosef in that case? Yep. This one. The Beis Yosef, the Meiri suggests that the Gemara is bedavka by kibbalah lo achrayis. But if lo kibbalah lo achrayis, you wouldn't need a mechitza. Wow. Yeah? If the Gemara is bedavka, kibbalah lo achrayis. But if lo kibbalah achrayis, the Meiri quotes a Yesh Mefarshim, that you wouldn't even need a mechitza. The Ran is not mashma that way. Because the Ran is a lashon, afal gav. The sagi ba'achi, afal gav, the kabbalah lo achrayis. So there are really three shittas on both sides. According to Rashi, mechitza works when there's no kabbalah achrayis. According to the Ran, the Acherim and the Ran, mechitza works even with achrayis, but it's necessary even without achrayis. And according to Yesh Lomim and the Meiri, mechitza works when there's achrayis, it's only necessary with achrayis, with no achrayis, not even necessary. So there are really three separate shittas. No, if you have achrayis, you need it. If you don't have achrayis, perhaps you don't need it. I guess a kli, I guess.
How can he say it?
I think he said it. Let's take a look. Maybe I got it wrong. What, maybe? Oh, it's the wrong one. What's a bodeg?
No.
Oh yeah, the brother said, okay, so that's a different movie. It wasn't on the Bible text. 1 minute.
Yes, different.
No, it's gonna be alright. Give me a minute. You're right, I'm right, anyway. Oh. Should we have to put another movie? V.H. Add it to the Bible comments. V'yesh, before it says before right on V'yesh. V'yesh mefarshim b'shmu azu sh'af v'shalakam ein tzarach mechitza asara v'zu lo nemra ela v'kabola sachrayis u'bololamech ha'siyas mechitza k'yichud bayis. That's V'yesh mefarshim. Who says so? On the bottom he quotes the Magen Mishnah Perek Dalet Halacha Beis, name of the Ramban.
Why would you
need to 1 minute, please. Sagichud Bayis. Oh, and the value points out over here, Abosai, that they took out two words from the Gemara. They took out two words from the Gemara. The footnote at the bottom points out that two words have to go. Let's go from the Gemara to which two words they are. Hold on one second. As a matter of fact, in the Rif, it's not found. The Rif we have Omar Rabbi Marav Chemto Shalnochri Oslo Mechitza Yud Tzvachim. Period. That's right. Bishop Hecker is missing. They put it at the bottom, and most of the old manuscripts, they didn't have the two words, Mishum Hecker. 1 minute, please. It's been derived from the lashon of the Rabbeinu Hanano. Look at the Rabbeinu Hanano. Take a look. Hanano Gemara. The first wide line. V'chamesh shel nafi tzarach mechitza tzarach tzvachim Today she yates him, she's a stroll the gambre. Oh, doesn't say hacker. Nothing to do with hacker. That's like, that's right. It's like Yichel Lozavis. Because oh, don't forget, you see, if I put chametz somewhere, that's not the yuchel, it's just lying around. The minute I put a fence, a wall, and it's behind the wall, then it's already in a mokum miyuchel, in a corner. You know? Yes? Yeah, but Rashi doesn't learn that way. Rashi does the shemheker. So you can't mix everybody right now. Because Rashi doesn't know the liach rais. I don't think you can mix the two. Yes? The Ran? The Ran quotes Achayrim who say that our Gemara is referring to a case of Kabbalah Zachrayas. Apal Gam, the Kibbalah Zachrayas, you require Mechit. So you require it in both cases. With the Achrayas and with Achrayas, both require a Mechitza, and the Mechitza will be effective. Quote the Rashi with Achrayas, no, Mechitza won't work. No better than Yichel Obayit, it doesn't work, quote the Rashi. Again, Rashi told about Dafka B'liachrayas. The Ran on both cases, with or without. And the Yesh Mefarsh from the Yiri is saying that V'lo Nehmer Elev a Kabbalah Zachrayas, only a Kabbalah Zachrayas. And not do it hacker. Rather, why? Should be like Yichel Ozamas. That's the only reason, only time it's needed. And the Rach seems to hold that way, puts it the bottom. The word Mishav Hacker doesn't belong. Yeah?
According to Rashi, why would you not have to make a pizza if you have a
No, it wouldn't help. They don't have to. It won't help. Because like yesterday she was about the Gicha Lobayas. Quote of Rashi doesn't help if you have Kabbalah Zachrayas. Yes, sir.
Gicha Lobayas, when you make this Gicha Lobayas, you're the same guy you gave it.
It's like a corner, you say, it's coming there. You say, listen, I hereby to declare that I'm setting aside this place behind the wall. That's to be the place of the Mechitza. That's it, period. That's the place of the Chalz behind the
Mechitza.
The equivalent of Yichel Ozavis. That's the equivalent.
Because yesterday we made a difference about whether you Yichel Ozavis after you already
Kabbalah. Right, you're right, correct. Yes, sir.
Seems really from the Russian Yichel Obayis that the whole is you don't have enough bias, and then also because of the Yachel Obayis, that's why in Zakhu Bayer. But it's also because of the Yachel Obayis, so it's really like you're putting it in kids with just now. But it seems like from this Russian though, that as long as you don't have a bias, you don't even need Yichel Obayis.
No! The Gemara before that you actually was bestomach. You weren't, you know, it was nondescript, it was unclear. Is there a Christ? No a Christ. It all depends how you phrase it, right? So the Bishop C, Bishop Scott, Iran, the whole sugya. Here actually is befavorish, not the Kabbalah Christ.
Well, Rashi explained the point, so I'm going
to
look you
over. What?
In
Yichel Obayis,
Rashi
explains, does he
say that he's not accepting the
Christ? No. It's true, but it wasn't 100%, he didn't say befavorish, not the Kabbalah Christ. He wasn't the Kabbalah Christ, befavorish. But it was unclear what the relationship was. That's how the Ran explained Shana Rashi. Here the Bible is Beferish, Lo Kibbalah Lo Achrayas. Sounds like it's even more Beferish than the Zamakav. Pashas. Yes?
The
Grubby
mentioned that before, you mentioned this issue,
he told me Pashas from the Menachem. Well, it's closer. It's closer. I just wanted to see it there.
And does he have a year so much?
Don't know. Oh, I gotta tell you a tremendous chumrah about Sai. It's an incredible chumrah. Which is found with Chazanish. I guess you can ask the Mamma Kalmas too if you want. Simon Kuf Tezayin, Sivkot Yudches. Chazanish says that we know the Gemara. The Gemara says on the Vase, a Pirurim, little crumbs, nothing. And you probably, maybe you're familiar with the Dinish of Anara. That's basically the Gemara in the third paragraph, which we'll get to, I hope. That the whole Kiev of Bir Chametz, thank you, the whole Kiev of Bir Chametz and probably Medikas Chametz applies to a Kazayas of Chametz. Not the crumbs. Crumbs, especially if it's a small amount, not really edible. It's gone if you don't have to really worry about it from the perspective of Bir or Medikas Chametz. Chametz of Chazanish with a Chumrah that flaws, so that may be true, but the Din of Mechitza applies anyway. Mechitza would apply even to Chomet less than Kazayit. And beyond that, he says, since you, in a case which you're not going to make a mechitza, then you'll in effect have to do a bedika even for less than a kazayit. Because otherwise, you'll be mevat on the mitzvah mechitza. That's right. That's why they'll have to. What? This gemara. So on this basis, the Chazan is right that Sfarim require Vedika's Chomets. Because it could be crumbs, you know, safe, it could have crumbs. Pashas is referring to a case where Iker Adin only Sfarim that are taken to the table. Big Masvid that we have in this year. But you know, they go to the table and they take away with their Sfarim, they take their Gemara, Psachim, they take their, the worst thing, take to the table, Psachim. And they take anyone of them on Pesach. They'll take their Mishnah Baruch Helik, hey, oi, oi, oi. So that's all the. But then for these Sfarim require Bedika. Of course, the big Mashmah will take his Rambam to the table sometimes and his Chumash and his Tehillah, whatever. Just bring them to the table. The Pashtos, if you don't take it to the table, there's no Chiyah whatsoever. Although he came by the Chazanish himself. He, the whole Pesach, learned with only three or four Sfarim, which he did Bedika on every page before Pesach. Check page by page by page. Make sure there was no chametz. Then he would use it on Pesach. And the rest of his farm, he's doing mechitza from his whole bookcase. Close the whole book. What? No, also the mechitza.
It's
in someone else's farm. No, so the same. No, if the madav applies to a goy's chametz, kavachom applies to your chametz. The chiddush to the chazanish that applies to less than kazayis.
Where did he get it from?
That's the question. Where did he get it from? I can't understand where he got it from. How did the Chazanish know that the din of mechitza applies to less than kazayis? And even if he's right, that's if you know for a fact, you see chomets less than kazayis, okay, so put a mechitza there. How did he know you have to do a bedika to see if you'll find chomets less than kazayis in a mechitza? Where did he get that one from? So that kash was raised by the Sefer Modim of Zmanim. I brought it in here. It's not the Modim of Zmanim on Yom Tov, in general, the whole series, which we'll be referring to later, is the same on Haggadah. And in Haggadah, the very beginning of the couple of Ha'orahs. So here he has the Ha'orahs on Bedikas Chometz. He quotes the Chazanish. There's the Meister Rav, quotes from the Gra, that even the Sfarim, Shemishtamash, Fembish, Hasuda, those Sfarim, then you have to have a Bedikas. Why? So it could be the Gra, the Gra is of the Gra. The Gra can pass like any sheet that he wants. The Gra may be paskin that even chometz less than kazayas requires bedikas chometz. There is a sheet that we'll get to later. Could be the Gra paskin that way, or knowing that way. My son was knowing that way. It doesn't mean it's chiyuv on everybody. He was knowing that way. But the Chazanish held the chiyuv medina. Even though he agreed that less than kazayas no chiyuv bedikas, but he was the chiyuv mechitza. So Rav Sternbach, the author of Modern Mazmanim, puts in parentheses. Maybe the Chazanish also agrees it only applies to Svarim. Shirogel Nishtamash and Bashas Suda, Rak Oz Mikri Bokosh Matis of Chomet, parentheses. Af Shala Atmo Hetmir Tvei, exclamation point. Because he Mamish knew that it's wrong on paper. He just used a few that he checked all the time, every page. And he says, the Gra Kalam Shat, he said, Shat the Gra, this is what he applies. Because he was Mahmir, that even a Bokosh Mikazayas requires a Vedig and a beer. But the Chazanish doesn't hold that way. He says because of the mechitza. He says, "Minolei the hachmir the hachuk bedika lechiyum mechitza bialma." Doesn't know he got it from Bechlal. Doesn't see it. So that's the kasha which he has. The pasha is minik over not the Chazanish. We use all kinds of Rav Moshe. He quotes in the. I brought another exhibit over here. Halachos of Pesach. It's written by Rabbi Shimon Aida. Very beautiful, colorful. Sefer, he quotes in Perek Vav Ha'orah Samaches, Rav Moshe said another way. He said, you have Sfarim which have crumbs, no chiyuv to do any bedikah. All you have to do is don't bring it to the table on Pesach. It's the most common example in my house, we're not to bring my smidim on the table on Shabbos. The most common example is what? Who? The bench left, the Zmiras booklet, that always on the table, always full of crumbs. So, go on the Chalim, put a mechitza behind. So we find a mechitz. So we put it in the drawer. We don't put a formal mechitz. So we don't take it to the table. We have special Pesach benches. If you get married before Pesach, so your bench is taken out on Pesach. So yours, we every year get a dulchas before Pesach. We put it away. So that's after a few years, we have a whole collection plus the Haggadah. So every Haggadah is mentioned. So that's how we managed to survive. And, we don't do that at all.
Oh, or if you're looking at it before.
Anyway, yes.
Perhaps the Gura could have held the sheep of that. Yeah. If you have the Zayt Chavayis in the same area, from the
Starry. We'll get to that later. Oh, next Gemara. I'm a parish, the young people say, I'm told him, Shloshim Yom, ain't Zuckle Levi. So now, the Gemara says that the whole discussion, Rabbi corrects it and says that Kodem L'Shloshim Yom Ein Zog Levar is Ein Dat Alavzar. Dat Alavzar is Rosh Hashanah Zog Levar. Rashi does try Dat Alavzar. Two word Rashi. Bimei HaPesach. Bimei HaPesach. Why? Dikshira all over Alev. As we pointed out a long time ago, we just had it last week. If you need that, Dikshira Rashi is, if you discover the Chumas on Pesach, you're over by Rav. If you wouldn't have discovered it, maybe not. So if you come back after Pesach, see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil, over no evil. You're not over any by Rav by Yimotze. If you come back on Pesach, then you run the risk of by Rav by Yimotze. That's the problem. Now, did you do Bittul or did you not do Bittul? That's the question. Did you do the Bittul or did you not do Bittul? I love Shat and Rashi without Bittul. Didn't tell me about Bittul. Otherwise, what kind of by Rav? Says, we're over all that. Why over that? I thought it was no bit. So I thought Pashup Shah was no bit. 1 minute. 1 minute. There's a Marashal, which we saw, a month ago or more. Let's just flip through the Marashal on the way to the Ran. Look for a pit stop, make a pit stop at the Marashal. Should be familiar to you. We discussed it once before. The Marashal says over here, on this Rashi, see if the Rashan Baba Manaf Rashi, the very first Baba Manaf. Mashmid al Masha Motza Aina Overlove called Manchala Ro Sarata. I feel a little bit low. Udvar Temu, the Plea. Nay, Shalom Hoya Biyot of the Bar, become the Chama Shalom of Besu, the Over of the Vayro, called Manchala Bitlo. Remember, we had the whole discussion. If you don't know about it, there are Marshal, close, hold your Zichra going to be over. We'll discuss later when we get to the Sugya, Mir Hashem, on Daf Yudam and Beis, that again, the Marshal is going to be the Shitosa. He holds, if there's no Bittul, there's always going to be a Bayro by a Matif if Chametz is discovered, under all circumstances. So he says, 1 minute, please. By near Bain of the Forest, the Mayor of the Savish, Leoda Vavadai, Shiesh, Lo Chametz of Beisah. The Suffolk, come. Shliyana Bavada Shesh Lachamas Bebeisa. And he quotes Yerushalmi. Then he's on over Elam Shas Ayidiyah. Oh, Arichas Devarim over here. Kitzer, Pashtas the Marshalas Trat, Tzrichin Leforesh the Ari Bebitlo. And it was Mevato. So what's the panic? Afilahokhe Enochon Shiyachamas Bebeisa Wetzo. Can you remember the Naran, the Ma'ayinbo? For Lomish Mishav Ba'yiro. So the Mashal at the end says it's talking about there was Bittul, there's no Ba'yiro. Afal Pikain is a requirement to do the Bidikas. You don't want to come into a house with the Chametz. I guess Shemi Yabu Liochlo, the Pashtas. And that's what the Ran says. The Ran says. 1 minute, the Ran says. Stop! The Ran said, "Leave the chametz b'sof beso." Didn't say anything about Yerubayim Motzei. Probably there was bittul. Still, the Marashal shot in the in the Ram. Okay, so that's number one dispute in the sugya. Is it before Bittl or after Bittl? Rashi or without Bittl? Oh, think about it. Did he do Bittl or not? According to Rashi, no. According to the Ram, yes. That's question number one. Question number two. Yes. He didn't know about it. He didn't come back. He didn't discover it. Left the Pesach. Nobody wrong. Pasha. What if? Sorry. Yeah, it doesn't matter. We discussed this before. Sometimes there's nobody wrong anyway. All right, both sides. We mentioned that before that Rashi learned he's coming back on Pesach. He's coming back to the house on Pesach. That's wild. So the Ran is called the Acherim. So that's too much to believe. But Acherim Pirshu, the She'ein Daito Lachzor, Haino She'ein Daito Lachzor Klal, Alachar HaPesach. Abel Daito Lachzor, Bein B'Tok HaPesach, the Ran. And what else? Bein Nu, Kodem HaPesach. Sorab Levar. Why? Shema Yachzor Erev Pesach Ben HaShmoshes. Lo Yilop Nai Levar. Lechem Kosev HaRambam Zal, Perk Beis. The kitzer, so he says the Rambam learns and the Acherim learns that even if he comes back before, plans to come back before Pesach, he still has to do a beer. Not only is it bad news if he can walk back on Pesach, he come back even before, we're afraid to come back too close. I said, I'll come back before, come back 2 days before, come back 10. You never know, you'll get delayed. The only time he can allow you to leave without the Shmedika is you don't plan to come back till after Pesach. Can't put it back either on Pesach or before, then you're required to do a bedik. Of course, the question, well, how far do you go? A guy going on a trip, Hanukkah time. Just imagine, I'm going on Hanukkah Teretz Yisrael, right? I live in my own house, or my wife, I live in a house, because no one's left in the house. We're coming back in 2 weeks, you have the plane tickets here, so we have to come back in 2 weeks. You have to do bedik as chometz. So the question is 30 days, not 30 days. So what will happen? A guy will... Wait a minute. No. The Gemara, according to the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch, the Maskonos of Gemara, even before 30 days, we plan to come back on Pesach. And according to Rashi, the Achim, even before Pesach.
According to Rashi, you have to think you plan to come back before.
No.
It's only if you come back before
within
30 days
and plan to stay. Within 30 days of Pesach. So where is it? Let's open up a Mishnah Berurah. Go away for Shabbos. Do B'dikas Chametz. That's a riot. Let's open a Mishnah Berurah. What does it say? Let's open the Shulchan Aruch. What siman is this in? What does the Mishpat say? No? Vav. Tav Lamed Vav? Tav Lamed Vav. The Yesh Army. This is a tzif faith. Kol abed yom shen tzorov livdol kainam shen dad alam to besoch a Pesach. No. For tzif alam. Tzif alam of tzif alam. Kol abed yom ein tzorov livdol. V'yim dait olam zor konem a Pesach. Tzorov livdol. Even before 30 days. Question, I got to wait for Shabbos, Hanukkah time, as the B'dikas come.
He's going to come back in
30 days. Derech Rokoko, Afilu Daito Lachos Man Rav, Kodem Pesach, Chayshin and Shema Yishtaya. When we come, I call a few Indian. The Klefavi, but there are Krova, Maklos Man, Vyasa, but Simpson, Karlos Man, B'dikas, Chayshinah. But then you should say the other way around also. If you're going far away, but you have a ticket, you should also be, but that's the pshat that's coming in Mishnah Berurah. I call the fee of Inyan. And the kilo on the quote. The pasha to say it's not a function of so much. If you have a plane ticket to come back, it's okay. Excuse me. So that's the pshat. If it's a fear in you and you're going to come back, So then it doesn't matter how far you go. You go to Eretz Yisrael, you have a plane ticket to come back, no problem.
Yeah.
Well, the big thing also is the middle. They used to go out on a shayara, and they didn't have what needed to come back. Exactly. That's exactly the point. Right. So we have plane tickets. Even though Derech HaKoka, the Mishnah Berurah, no cool about Derech HaKoka, printed over the Yitzchak test that I saw. Nevertheless, we use the keyword phrase, HaKol Lefi HaInyan. He uses it in a different sense. He says, in the Chumrah, HaKol Lefi HaInyan. Quote from the Logan Avraham. But even if it's Derek Krova, you have to be mocked for something. I'm going to use the same exact expression and say, HaKol Lefi HaInyan, today in the new world, even Derek HaKol is going to have a plane ticket to Chanukah, going to come back in 2 weeks. You don't have to do a B'digas Kometz before. Otherwise, if you be a literalist, can you imagine that? You go with Derek HaKol, Eretz Yisrael is Derek HaKol, no, right, by any stretch. And,
Yeah.
So there's no HaKol. There's no such thing in the world as Derek HaKol. I'm sorry.
No, South
Synagogue.
They don't visit
more than
once every 6 months.
Plains still go.
They don't.
They can mail once every 2 months.
Few months is more than
Alaska.
And in
plains
like
over
here
to
New York. Tahiti to New York.
Aruba,
yeah.
It's a good place to stay away from all year long. Okay. Second part of this year. We'll get to that a little bit later. Okay.
Rabosa,
yes. Even if you did bittul, it's still Rosh Hashanah. That's what the Rosh Hashanah says.
Last year,
yeah.
Ron said to him, you always shabbat yom hashi. You never worry about it. Always buy it.
The first day of the Rosh. You're right. Good question. It's a good hour. Let's go to the second day of the Rosh. Around 2 days, back then. Let's go to the second day. Good point. Okay, Rabosa. Now. The Garcina of Yerushalmi, right in Ron. The Garcina of Yerushalmi, who besuffered, Abel Vadai Afilu Be'Rosh Hashanah, Koloma. Ki Armin had called in the Pesach Lama Jomei Zog Levair. Says the Ron, Hani Mili Besuffet, Koloma Shein Shom Chometz Yodua. Abel Yeshem Chometz Yodua Be'Vadai Afilu Be'Rosh Hashanah, Zokuk Levair. Says the Ron, Ve'Nira Kenneth Igmar Asenum. The midama lishna de zogel levar, but amar de zogel levdok. Mashma de tulkoda lama yama filu yesh sham chametz yadua. Ein zogel levaro bishasa uk a chametz shenafel of mapolis. The sagale of a bittul vialma. What's he says? The machlokus bavli rishalma. The Rambam pasnak li rishalma. So the Gra says. This is half lama vav sif aleph. Where the Mechaber's lashon is, Kohen Olam Yom Einot Tzarech Livdo. So the Mishnah Berurah jumps and says, "If Yesh Chometz Yadua, Yesh Ov the Chayav Levar Kohen Mashiach, because only Ein Tzarech Livdo." That's the Rambam Shita, and the Gross says the Mechaber like the Rambam because he says Ein Tzarech Livdo, Ein Tzarech Levar. Why? Darko Lipsok Kiyar Yerushalmi. That's the Gross lashon. It's in Kotan Gimel. That the Rambam, is not Achar Yerushalmi. So the Farshim say that the Rambam followed Yerushalmi, it doesn't mean that he passed the Yerushalmi against the Bavli Mamish. What it means is that he tries to always fit the Bavli to conform to the Yerushalmi. He likes to, the big Yerushalmi man. So those, I mean, more of a fairish against the Yerushalmi. He just mashma that way, the Rambam says. No. So the Rambam will say, mashma. No, it doesn't mean that. It means that it really means the same exact thing as the Rishami said. That's how the Parshim say Pshat. Yeah. Now, the guy does a bedika. Chanukah time. Going away. Did he make a bracha?
No.
So let's say the guy is making an al-bracha on Purim. Well, they have to pashush on Purim. He's going away. Tov lamed yo, zochu livdo. Did he make a bracha? Says the Rambam. No, lo yivarech az alfir chametz. There's no bracha alfir chametz if the person is making an early bedik. No bracha. Why? Why? So the Goyen says the reason why, because you're not mevatel. You're not mevatel. And the chametz at that point in time. The bracha of Avir Chametz is the grah. We'll discuss the bracha at great length. You see that long maram up at the bottom of the sheet? It's a whoa, it's a whopper. We spend a lot of time on the bracha of Bedikas Chametz and the general brachas. So the lashon of Avir Chametz, going to the Rosh, refers to bittul. Beer means bittul. So usually the bittul follows the Bedikas media, but in this case, where it does not, so you then cannot make a bracha on your Bedikas on Purim. Or any other time during that month before Oral Arba Os. The problem is that the Gra himself, the way I read it, the Kandalat says, you do require a bit. So here's a look at those Gras. At that time, if I read the Gra correctly, he requires a bit on Purim, whenever you do this Medika Tov Shloshim Yom. So then why can't you make a bracha? Yeah. My question to Grah himself is, you do have to make a, do say a bit, that's a big problem. It doesn't say beer, it says pit. That's the, he says pit. What? Second pit? That's not even in the Gemara, second pit. That's the problem, I don't understand the Grah, but the Grah is another reason. The second reason, the Gra gives two reasons. The old, says the Gra, Gamadayin Mishtamish Bechomets. He still uses what kind of bracha of your chomets? He's still going to have all the leftover hamantashna that he has, and he's going to go away to a hotel, and he's going to wine and dine with all kinds of fancy cakes and cookies and bread and rolls, pizza. So I can make a bracha of your chomets in front of Shushan Purim. I don't understand that Gra either. You could have lail your dalid after you finish eating. Go out to the pizza shop. The busiest day of the year for the pizza shop. Bar none. The busiest day. It's Pesach, Erev Pesach, because there's no one wants to eat supper at home. So you have to run to the pizza shop. So how can you say to go out to the grocery if the logic is right? There shouldn't be a bracha on all our bosses either. Because it's still going to be mishtamish b'chom. There he says it's limited. You put something aside, but the remainder you're going to burn or get rid of. Here, all chametz up with you for a whole month. No. Could be.
Rose bringing the example of the chametz that you're taking from your house, whereas you're going to keep
right. That's a tough call. I have to look at that. That's not so push. The Beis Yosef, I looked up the kolbo, because the Ramah quotes from the kolbo. So you have a Beis Yosef here? You have the fancy one? No? No, where's the plain one? The plain tour? Is it tour?
Yeah.
Thank you. The tour in the Beis Yosef, he quotes the kolbo, which is the source for the Ramah. And I'm sorry to tell you, it caused me even more confusion. The Ramah says, Lo yavarech az al fi chametz. When? When you do a bedika, within the month of Pesach, fine, I understand that. Who says so, he says, parentheses, Kolbo. So look up the Beis Yosef, guess what I found? One second. Staples. Kosova Kolbo. Kosova Kolbo. Yesh Omrim. Listen to this. Kosova is the last Beis Yosef in the synagogue. Kosova Kolbo. Yes, Omim, the Beforesh, the Yom, the Yotzi, the Shayara, the Varachin, the Shas, the Beer, Apa, Pi, Shem, the Chokm, and the Pesach. The Yes, Omim, Shem, the Varachim, Acha, Shein, Zezman, Beer, Chomets. Shein, Zezman, Beer, Mamish, excuse me. So I don't understand what's going on over here. I thought the discussion in the Ramah. Yes, Omim, the Beforesh, the Yom, the Yotzi, the Shayara, the Varachin, the Shas, the Beer. Afapi shem rechokum in a pesach. V'yesham v'shem nevorchim achash ein zezman bir manach. When I read the kolbo, the 2 days are what? Whether you make a bracha when? When you
burn
the chametz 2 weeks before Pesach. Whereas, the way I read the Ramah, he quoted from the Kolbo, he says, Lo yavarach oz al bir chametz. What does oz mean? Oz means, zakach livdov, when you're bodek before you leave. So, I don't get it. I mean, it's all quoting from the same source. The source is the Kolbo. So I'm just a little bit mixed up. I don't have the new Dr. Moshe here with me. Dr. Moshe doesn't quote anything. Maybe he does. Okay, maybe there'll be something in the new tour. Huh? I don't hear you.
What did you say?
What is he going to do if the Clement City finds
him? What will he do with it? Whatever he does. Learn it, that's right. Same thing.
He can be heard the same thing.
So make the bracha when? Before the bedikah? The cover the knee bedikah, he meant beer. He didn't mean beer, he meant bedikah. Okay, that's what it means. But the Russian, the Kolbo is b'shav beer. So may I suggest, beer means bedikah, doesn't mean beer. Don't take it literally. All right, could be. All right, could be. Now, what's the hesber for the mandama who says that you do make a bracha? Don't know. What's the reason to make a bracha? So I guess the reason is precious. You're mekayem the mitzvahs beer chametz before yudalit. When is the mitzvah only yudalit? Look, I mean, we discussed barichas. According to the Tosafot, the mitzvah only after chatzos. We don't do anyway. Only the Rav Yitzchak ben Avraham left his bagel there to burn it. They don't do it too early. Not to me if you're an hour too early, or if you're a week too early. Not to me. You still have the Mekayim, whatever level of it, the Rabbanon, whatever, the Minig, whatever you want to call it, a beer comes. And then we can make a bracha a week before Pesach, the same as an hour before Chatzos, what's the difference? That's the first opinion.
That also gives you any from that point
from Chatzos. Ah, but that's not what's happening here. I don't believe it's going to be to abstain from Chatzos for an entire month or 2 weeks. I don't think that's a shot. So I'll tell you that the Meiri talks about this too. That's why those are the two Meiris I asked you to look at. That is on the Maamar Kamos. The original Meiri, the Maamar Kamos. Those two Meiris. The Meiri and of Zion says, he's discussing the expression, the bracha we've made, a bracha al bir chametz. Aye, the bracha on the bedika. So the Meiri says, the bedika atzmet tzoras bir. I'll take it away.
Well, a few weeks ago you discussed that. It's not a great all the yogis do on your dollar.
It's not the other reason. I was wondering that maybe your gimel should say your dollar, because your gimel is not the time for the bediga either. I don't know. I saw in the fancy one here I had, which all has all these changes in text, you didn't say anything about it. I don't know. I was wondering if the other tradition, give a look later. Huh? Doesn't say anything. No, I understand. The question is, I thought it should be calling your dalit is no bracha. Why calling your gimel? The mitzvah b'dikas, the mitzvah appears only on your dalit. That's the mirin of Zion. Mirin of Vav, the first mirin I asked you to take a look at, two sheets. Do you make a bracha and an early b'dik? His conclusion is not to. He says, some say you should make a bracha on the bittul. On the bittul, mind you. A bracha on the bittul? Stop. Keep passing. Not that way. The Torah is not that way. Why no bedika on bittul? That's a good question. The answer is what? The rav is so. Station the Beit Yosef. The rav is so. That's right. Bracha is only on a maisa mitzvah. You don't find any bracha without a maisa mitzvah. Bittul is called bittul be what? Bittul belay. We discussed once before the bach, the eater. But sometimes the bittul has to be prepared, and you make a bracha on it. But the court, one second. According to the rav poskim, it's not. It's just a machshava. And as such, there's no bracha on bittul at all. And so the poskim say that they made a takana on the albir chametz, not on bittul chametz. Okay? Yes.
I don't think we have a problem with your answer to problem with money, and so you're trying to assay of contribution.
But there's no mitzvah mitzvah. A lot of it is your kind of lady. There's a mitzvah, Rabbi Osai, lahamin, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists. Even time right now. And the Sheish mitzvah is Tmidius. So wow, they make a lot of brachas. I mean, Shekhar has got a lahamin, Sheyesham, and this stuff. I mean, a lot of people been making brachas all day long. There's bracha, mitzvah shebalei, there's no bracha. There's no bracha, a lot of mitzvahs, but there's no, they don't require brachas, it's only a mitzvah. Yes.
Morning, when I wake up, I start
a Baruch HaShem, that's the Baruch HaShem, excuse me. Not a Baruch HaShem.
So that's a Shalach too, that's the one
you said. What? Whatever I said, it was a potential Baruch HaShem.
It was a Baruch HaShem.
All right, anyway, this is the what the Meiri says.
Before I said that the Meiri discussed Gimel, so you were a few weeks ago you discussed that some people tell that you could do the Bidika of the Gimel not at the beginning of the month. Perhaps the Meiri, before the Mordechai said that, surely if you will be permitted, so that maybe you can't do a pleasure for your child. Right. So how can I know?
Discussion on Sunday the Mordechai. A different one. The Mordechai over here. To remind you, when we open up the Mordechai Sunday morning, to look at your Mordechai too. Maybe I have to retract what I said or admit that you were right. I don't know. I don't remember. I talked about the Parsha Shavua and the Sword of Yonah, so we'll cut it short.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I'm the first to admit I made a mistake. I just don't remember saying that. Okay.
Take out the paper for it. Yeah.
Well, both sides, I want to comment on some of the recent events here in this issue. That there should be a response to it. We can't just be quiet based on Shabbat stuff, on Lamed Gimel.